It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another edition of the Opinions Matter podcast. I hope you're all in good form and looking forward to listening to another lively debate. Opinions Matter, the only live and interactive podcast in the Republic of Ireland. How do we know that? Because we checked. It's official. We are Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. So when you listen back to this, whether it's at night time, the middle of the day, in the morning time, if you're at the beach, if you're on holidays and you're listening to this, it was recorded live in front of a studio audience. Where's the studio audience?
Right in front of us.
There's actually nobody here.
Just imagine them all naked. That's what they say when you get nerves.
No, I've seen what our listeners look like. Literally, we're
oh,
all...
no.
No, yeah. We're okay.
Actually,
we're okay.
Yeah, no, forget it.
Anyway, you can hear from his voice. Katie is here as well. Say hello, Katie.
Hello, Katie.
And we have an interesting topic for you today. As you know, before we do any of our podcasts, we put the topic up on our Facebook page and get people to comment on it. And oh my God, the reaction to this, people are going mad about this. And it was raised by a regular caller on this podcast, and her name is Kira. And I don't want to give out her full name because she asked me not to. But she says, hope you can cover this, but don't say my full name because I'd hate people to know it's me for my daughter's sake. She's just finished fifth year. And told me and her father yesterday that she wants to leave school now and not go back to do the leaving next year. She wants to do nails, a nails course. She's throwing her life away and is so intelligent that she's wasting her life sticking nails on strangers' fingers. She could do so much better as her grades are actually high. I'm heartbroken over this. I really am. Is there any advice you can give her to stop this happening? And as I said, we put this up on her Facebook page. And people lost their mind, didn't they? Over now, yeah. It's actually quite 50-50, isn't it?
There's a good divide on it.
Yeah,
I was quite surprised by your. Well, actually, I don't know why I say that. I was surprised by your opinion. I wasn't really, but I was surprised with how staunch you were in your opinion.
Oh, staunch! I like that word. Now, here's the thing, guys. I have certain opinions on this. I don't know how far I should go with those opinions because I don't want to insult anybody. I also have friends who are. I refuse to use the word nail technician. A technician is someone who fixes an airplane. It's not a technician. Nail person.
Well, I thought technician would generally imply technology or some tech stuff.
So I'm not going to shit on people who do nails. It's an important job, but I get where she is coming from, okay? I get where she's coming from, where Kira's coming from, because if you aren't academic, say you're not a very academic person.
I'm doing a better job than you are now, hon.
So you were never destined.
You go back and do your line up your music for tomorrow. I'll go contact the politicians. Thanks, hon.
So you were never destined for greatness, Katie.
Jeremy, you employed me. You took me on. You gave me my shot. And now I am doing a bigger job than you. So go.
Being a mother.
Yourself.
Being a mother. Okay.
Yeah.
No, so if she wasn't academically inclined, okay, and she didn't do well in school, then you'd say, okay, nails might be. And this, I don't mean to sound condescending, sound this, guys, but then you would say nails are for you because you're not academic, okay? But someone who is good at
that's
their,
so patronizing.
I'm trying not to make it sound patronizing.
It is patronizing.
But someone who is.
You're saying it's a waste, is ultimately what you're saying, that it's a waste for somebody to do nails when they have potential to do something that earns higher and involves more brain power.
Yeah. Okay. I think she is selling herself short because she is. Now, her mum did say that, and I don't want to say because it will identify her, that she did. There was a certain course she wanted to do that was in UCD. That would be a career. Like, nails is not a career.
Tell that to some girls out there making
no, but I'm
bomb.
Saying it's not a career that you can progress and stuff like that.
But you can set up your own salon. You can be your own boss. Do you know what I really, really, really would like my kids to be when they're older? Genuinely. Happy.
Yes, absolutely happy.
Before anything. Once they're not lazy, layabout scroungers living off the government.
Yeah, you know, I get
or
that.
Or social welfare.
But
I don't care what they
but
do.
But you also want to, I want my kids to be happy, but I also want them to fulfill their potential. Okay?
And what if their potential and what they want their potential to be is to be a nail technician? What if Alex turns around to you in, what age is Alex now? She's five, six in 10 years.
I'd be disappointed.
Why would you be disappointed? What would you say if she said, I want to have an OnlyFans, Daddy? Isn't it better that she's...
Oh, here. And by the way, this is coming from me, who's a podcaster. I mean, that doesn't require, you know, great skill or intelligence. So, okay, I'm getting that out of the way. You know, anybody can be a podcaster as well. So let's just get that out of the way. Maybe I didn't feel my potential.
No, you filled your potential. You weren't going much more further than much further than that, hon. Yeah, sorry, I mean, for
the fact that my mother doesn't tell anybody what her son does for a living probably will tell you all you need to know.
No, I would class your job and my job as being, you know, quite good jobs. But then maybe that's because I'm interested in the industry. But I think a really good job is a job that
you're happy doing.
Makes someone happy.
But someone who is so academic and would have been able to go to UCD, no
bother. She doesn't want to go to UCD. It doesn't matter. She doesn't want to.
Yep.
It doesn't, what does it matter what she could do? She could be a doctor, she could be a scientist, she could be an astronaut. Who cares? She wants to do nails and that's what makes her happy. Then go and get it. I know plenty of women who have set up nail salons and they are making a killing. They've hired three or four girls to...
Not everybody will end up being a salon owner. Jesus,
not everybody, but it is an option.
Okay, here's the question, guys. Can you understand where Kira is coming from? Does she just want her daughter to fulfill her best potential? Because that's what we're talking about here. And she sees nails as a job as opposed to a career.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Here's Emma.
I honestly just believe as long as she's happy. As Katie said, she can set up her own salon. She can work her own hours. She can employ people. She can have multiple shops. She can be really successful. Like, I don't know absolutely shit my leaving. Never studied, didn't want to do anything, and now I have my own business. Like, school isn't the be all and end all. And look, I don't mean to insult Jeremy, but I wouldn't personally think DJing is a very talented, highly educated job. And you also have to be out off Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. She can have her evenings. She can have her weekends if she wants. I just think when she's happy, I think she could be very successful.
Oh God, shots fired there,
I
Jeremy.
Love her.
Shots fired. That's a bit bitchy. I said it myself. But I wasn't academic. That is the difference. I didn't do that well.
You're always going on about how you went to college.
No, I did go to college and studied journalism in college. But again, Emma, you by your own admission aren't academic either.
So if your daughters came up to you in 10 years and said, "Daddy, they're smart kids, I'm sure. If they take after Sue, if they came up to you and said, "Daddy, I want to do nails. That's all I want to do."
I'd see that as a part-time thing too, to elixir at the weekends.
Oh, it's a hobby. Are you likening that to a hobby?
No, I didn't say use the word separate word.
If Sue wants to go out,
Sue does
at
nails
at the weekend.
Sue does nails.
Is there anything your wife doesn't do?
No, she does nails. She does her own nails. I bought her.
Okay, professional but let's nails. Say she wants.
But she was able to learn how to do them. By
let's
the way,
say she was going to a wedding. It's not that easy. Sorry, she probably putting stick on acrylics.
No,
2 hours. I don't
she
believe that. I don't believe that.
But she does it as a hobby herself. Anyway, let me.
You'd
go.
Want to see some of the intricate details that some of these girls can do in the nails, Jeremy. It's incredible the talent and the skill and the steady hand you need for that. That's not easy, and I think it's very patronizing to insinuate that it should be a hobby and nothing more.
I didn't use the word hobby.
Well, you implied it.
Alicia, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
By the way, I never said, just for the record, because people
Alicia,
twist.
He hates all nail technicians.
No, people will say that I twisted it and I said it's a hobby. I don't believe nail technicians is a hobby.
It's definitely not my hobby. It's my full-time. I'm a business owner. Yeah, I'm self-employed. I own my own little salon.
Fair play.
Like, it's my full-time job and it's keeping me going. And I've been a trained nail tech now 5 years and I've been self-employed since I was 21. I'm now 24 next month and it's keeping me going. I go on at least 5-6 holidays a year. I have whatever day off I want. I make my own hours. I don't have to answer to anyone. So I definitely don't think it's a hobby.
Yeah, but you're a business. But you're a business owner as opposed to
an employee.
No, I'm self-employed. But I didn't start that way. I started as doing them on the side on the weekend while I was in college. Like, it can be either or. I know so many girls that I do their nails and they became nail techs and they work in salons for other people. You don't have to be a business owner, but it's still a career that...
What do you think, Alicia, of his comments that you can learn to do in 2 hours?
I know, no, that's
absolutely not.
No, I said my wife, I bought her one of those
But you're implying that it's 2 hours and you learn how to do it. Now,
no, I just said she learned how to do it in 2 hours.
Sorry, Alicia, there are people coming out of college years who will never get to the level of what you have built. Never.
And there's also people that are... Like, I have so many clients that have come into me after doing, say, a 4-year degree... and they will never get a job in their sector. no matter how hard they try. So to me, that's 4 years wasted.
Yeah, oh, big time. Like, you will always have work. People will always want their nails done.
I could travel the world with this. I could go to Australia with this. I could go anywhere with my...
And AI will never take over your job either.
Never, ever. Yes.
No, you have...
I know it's how it's mainly men in the comments saying that it's not a real job and you can't get mortgages or holidays. But you don't say that about... like tradies, you don't
so
say that about plumbers.
So you're 24, Alicia, and
I'm 24 next month.
Jesus Christ!
No, she's her head well screwed on.
That's that is.
Okay, but can you not see where this mom Kira is coming from? That her daughter is very.
Oh, I can understand where she's talking about with the leaving cert. I definitely don't think a child needs to leave still and not do her leaving cert just to do beauty or any trade or for that matter. But I definitely don't think she's thrown her life away.
Your mother is your biggest supporter. She's here in the Facebook comments. That's my daughter, and I couldn't be prouder.
And you're gonna have love in here.
No, you have to say fair play, credit where credit's due. She's 24.
Oh, yeah, enough.
She's got her life more sorted than you do.
Absolutely.
By the way, Jeremy, you say about it, oh, it's a weekend thing. If you lose your job tomorrow, let's say.
So what did I say? It's a weekend thing. I didn't say that. Words
you did say it's a Nixer at the weekend. Oh, that was your exact words.
No, I said.
Word for word for battle.
Yes, it could be a Nixer for the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people do
that's what
it as
you
Nixers.
Did say. Don't backpedal.
No.
The point is, if you lost your job tomorrow in radio, you would find it a lot harder to be replaced than Alicia would. Alicia would get a new job in the morning because they're crying out for them.
That's not what this is about. Do you not hear Alicia even agrees? You agree with the mother about wanting...
Oh, everyone agrees about staying in school.
What's best for her daughter?
You don't need to leave school. You don't need to leave school at all, but I definitely don't agree with her saying she's throwing her life away by sticking on a few sets of nails. Mm. It's very ignorant to say that because we don't say that to male plumbers. We don't say that to male fucking apprenticeships that... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lads going out, you know, plumbers and electricians, and we don't say that to them, but we are so quick to say it to hairdressers, nail techs, lash techs, when realistically they are amazing careers. I know loads of women that are getting mortgages out of this and making families with these jobs. Like, I go on holidays all the time because I'm able to afford it. Luckily, I know I'm very lucky, but also I don't have to ask somebody for time off. I can just take time off whenever I want.
Okay, Kira,
and I can.
Sorry for saying, for good across. Kira's just been on to us. You can see her message there because Amanda did ask her what her daughter wanted to do in UCD. And her daughter, she's after saying back, so it's okay to say this. Her daughter wanted to study psychology in UCD. So obviously, Kira and her husband had bigger sights. Sorry, that sounds bad, that being a psychologist is more important than doing nails. Every job is important. But they obviously had her sights set on...
But they had her sights set. It's not about what they had.
No, but she did as well. She said...
But people change. I wanted to be an air hostess and I'm terrified of flying. People change. People do. If you're happy, that is all them. I would rather go into a job where I earn less money but I'm happy than go into a job where I earn way more but I'm miserable. I'm telling you now, lads, find a job you like and you'll never work a day in your life, genuinely.
That's not true.
It is true.
Okay, stay there for a second, Alicia. By the way, I think Alicia's brilliant. She set up a business on her own and that's, but not everybody that does nails.
But it's an option.
No, it's not an option to set up. No, not everybody is successful in business, Katie.
No, I'm not saying it's a success. You'll be successful, but it's an option to try. You're saying you don't progress past it. Look, this girl could open franchises if she wanted to.
Let me go to Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, I'm being ripped apart as usual, but apart from that, I'm great. But all I said was every parent wants what's best for their child. Is that not right?
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't let my kids leave school, not a hope. My daughter has been itching the last 2 years to leave school. Not to do anything in particular, but I wouldn't let her leave school, not a hope.
And what year is
now,
she...
Now, there's plenty of things that there is money in nails. Jesus Christ, it cost me 65 to 70 every time I get nails, but every 3 weeks.
It's not cheap.
So there's definitely money in that crap. In all that beauty crap that there is, and like, I understand where the mum's coming from as well, but at the same time, life is about making money and then living. If the daughter wants to do that, do it at the weekend and in the evenings. Don't throw your school away.
Yeah, and that's...
Don't do that.
Oh yeah, but nobody's saying, like, obviously if my daughter came to me and said, I want to do nails, mummy, I would say, right, you can do nails, but you will finish your education.
Oh,
absolutely.
I'd go and buy the kit for the child and go and do a course part-time in the evening. I wouldn't be going to school. Like, my son's graduating from secondary tomorrow. I'm sure it's over time.
That's so crazy. That is crazy.
I know.
My God.
I know. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's not a hope in hell that, like, and now he changed his mind about colleges and stuff as well. He doesn't know what he wants to do. So, I mean, I wouldn't be letting them leave school when they can't even make their minds up correctly at that age. No way.
And let me go, there for a second. Let me go back to Alicia. Did you do the leaving cert, Alicia, or did you finish?
I did my leaving cert,
you did?
I didn't leave school. No, that's why I'm saying I agree that, like, the child shouldn't leave school. They don't need to leave school to do nails, but I don't agree saying it's throwing their life away. like, you can absolutely finish your leaving cert and then do nails, and she could get a great career out of this. This could, like, this could get her child her mortgage in the future, get her to travel. Like, she could go anywhere with this job. But I do agree she needs to finish her leaving cert, just in case it doesn't go well, and then she has that behind her.
Okay, but let me go back to Sarah as well. Sarah, this is a girl, by the way.
I think, like, I'm going to be honest, that sounds like a woman that has a proper business going.
Oh,
I'm
completely.
Not being funny, but yeah, like, sure. No, you're not going to be going and getting mortgages and all that. That's years and years down the line and building up a clientele. That's a load of shite, if I'm being honest.
That's not a load of shite.
You have a business. You're a nail tech 2 years and you have a mortgage and stuff.
When I didn't say I have a mortgage, I said, well, I will be getting a mortgage with this job. This is the job.
Yeah,
that
you will be. So
life.
You can see where
it's
the mum. You're not throwing their life away if you can set yourself up like that. But not everyone's going to have that opportunity to do that.
Well, why not?
Then you're one in a billion. You can try.
Do it because
you can try, but she needs a backup. She needs a backup too.
Which I
100% needs a backup.
Yeah, but like nobody is disagreeing with it.
How many nail salons are you seeing? No, but like, how many nail salons? And I don't know where you live, but there's many of them in my little town that have closed down and haven't done well. Imagine that kid leaving school. I know you said stay in school and all, but she also needs a backup. Yeah. She needs to go to college for something. Well, go and do something.
Like,
I'm on the mother's side.
I
think of the shitty remark. A shitty remark of what she said there about sticking on nails. That was a shitty remark towards the light there. So,
it was. It was very ignorant.
I know. It was. Yeah, it was. I agree with you because, to be honest, I couldn't do what you guys do.
Yeah, but like, you're not saying younger sons. When sons want to drop out of school and become a fucking
My son wanted to drop out and I told him to fuck off. Not a hope in hell.
Yeah, well, good.
Not a hope in hell.
Finish and be the and then if he wants to do whatever. But like, nobody tells the boy,
in
oh, you need to go to college.
Oh,
no, but
they do. I'm sorry, but I'm one of those parents that has done that, so you're actually wrong there. There is plenty of parents out there that
you're going to force your child to go to college, do something he doesn't want to do, and then he ends up not doing
it
anyway.
He's going to pick something that he wants. He's timid and hard. He's applied to colleges. He knows better than to not go to college.
Sarah,
do you know
the likes of plumbers and electricians and all that, yeah?
They go to college.
Well,
they don't go to college.
They do a trade.
Yes, they do.
The point is that they wouldn't go in the conventional sense.
But they don't go in the exact same way.
No,
oh my God, you're an idiot. Now you are an idiot.
No, they don't have supply through CAO.
You're the reason why that mum is like that. You're the gobsite. You're the reason the mum is speaking like that. You just made yourself sound like a life fucking idiot. Plumbers, Tyler, the works, they all go to college.
Plumbers don't apply through the CAO the way other people do for a college course. They go through apprenticeships and then they get put in college once they're out of work.
You're wrong.
You don't apply through the CAO.
You don't go through the CAO, but you still have to go to college.
Yeah, I know they still have to go to college, but they don't go through the same as other kids that go to college.
It doesn't matter. Why? Because they don't fill in an application form online. It means that they don't go to college and don't get their degree. Don't be talking shite.
Sarah, what I think Alicia means is they go through an apprenticeship rather than the traditional degree.
No, they don't. They'd be lucky to get the apprenticeship. I'm going out with one of them. I'm telling you now, they don't go through an apprenticeship course. They do their college course. I'm telling you that for a fact. What? And then they'd be lucky to get their apprenticeship then out of that.
Okay, what Sarah is saying, lads, what she's saying, Alicia, is, and when you think about it, okay, lads, when you think about it, so Kira's daughter originally wanted to do psychology in UCD, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a big, big course, yeah? And this isn't, by the way, this isn't dissing nails, by the way, for 1 second.
Can I just ask Sarah one question? Sarah, sorry, you said you wanted to go to college. If you wanted to do an apprenticeship.
My son, you mean?
Yeah.
No, he's gone to college and doing something.
But you're the one who just said that is going to college.
Well, if he wanted to do that, like a plumbing job, yeah, he'd go to the college for that, yeah.
But you know plumbers earn serious money. The plumber electricians and all that.
Listen to what she's saying. All she's saying is she wants her kids to have a backup, to have a college education behind them. That's all she's saying.
No, and I understand why a parent would want that, but if he doesn't want to, what then?
What do you mean if he doesn't want to?
If he says, Ma, I don't want to go to college.
Then push it, help me out.
So does he end up doing a course that doesn't fulfil him or make him happy?
No, if he does a course, any course, happy days, as long as he's happy.
But if he's not happy doing any course?
He doesn't need to go to UCD. If he's not doing any course, then what's he going to do with his life? Because I don't know about, is this Katie speaking?
Yeah.
Yeah, Katie, would you go away? No one's going to get it.
Sarah,
no one's gonna
I never went to college. I didn't go to college. I'm now producing a radio, political radio show.
So the lads employed you in FM 104 at the time then without any kind of history they of saw, radio?
They could
like
see that.
That
I was hungry to learn radio, that I loved radio.
Well, you're one in a billion, girl.
I'm not one in a billion.
Casey, that's actually... Sorry, hang on a sec, Sarah. That's actually true. Like, why? In fairness, I gave you a break.
You did, but I've done a lot of courses. I've done a lot of courses like defamation and the law courses.
Yeah, but
social
not
media
at the time. At the time, listen to for a sec. At the time you were, and I know this isn't about you. At the time you were going for the job, mm-hmm. yeah. Had you been going anywhere else, you wouldn't have got the job. But I saw potential in you, and I was right that you're brilliant at your job. So I saw potential in you. But you went going for a job that you had no qualifications in. 9 times out of 10, people won't get that job. But I saw potential
but
in you.
But it just proves that you don't always need college. And people have made, can we just
but
say
what's
as well,
what's wrong with Sarah's wanting to?
There's nothing wrong with her wanting that. Absolutely. I would want my kids to, but if they didn't want to, I wouldn't say to them, you have to.
Well, I've already told Luke, who's obviously my eldest, I've said to him, you will be going to college.
If my tie turns around to me and says, I want to be a builder or I want to be...
Sorry, Sarah.
This is where the parenting comes into it. Teach them that they're going
to
need
obviously
it.
Obviously, parents want to, their kids to excel.
Okay, you just said a builder and stuff.
Yeah,
it's not just a case of bang going and getting an apprentice.
Sorry,
it's
if you turn around to me and said, I want to be a builder or I want to drive diggers.
Yeah, let's then say you look into the PLCs, you look into whatever.
There's no course for driving diggers on a building site. You get your license and that's it, Sarah.
You get your safe pass and your license.
Safe pass, that's a day course for a safe pass.
He's not going to be just.
If he turned around to me and he said, I want to drive a digger for a living. Now, I don't think he will. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to say. But if he says that to me,
I don't know any builders that just drive diggers, Katie. Like, so I don't even
machine
think that's
drivers,
just a real job. Like.
Construction sites have machine drivers.
Okay, we're going around in circles here. The point is...
It helps to have a college degree, yeah, but college isn't for everyone.
No, but just listen. Put yourself in the shoes... Well, let me ask you, Sarah, put yourself in the shoes of Kira, who's after upset me. Kira's daughter, up until 6 months ago, wanted to go to UCD to study psychology, and now she wants to do nails. That's pretty drastic, isn't it?
I would be upset by that. I would ask her to do psychology as a backup and do the nails part-time.
Yeah. What is wrong with saying that?
There's nothing wrong with saying that.
You're asking your kid to do something they don't want to do to please you.
But they did want to do it.
If my parents had turned around to me,
like the weather.
Look, I get it. You want what's best for your kid, but if my parents had turned around to me and tried to make me do something I didn't want, I would be very. And then if I ended up doing it to make them happy, and I still, well, I would be very resentful. I don't want my kids to resent me. I want my kids to know that they can talk to me about anything.
Who's to say? Well, my kid's talked to me about everything, and mine's changed his mind about 6 times in the last couple of weeks alone. He's had to apply for different courses. They change their mind because they don't actually know what they genuinely want.
Your job as a parent is not to push your kids, but to give them guidance, isn't it, Sarah? To literally make them do the best that they've, and to make a good living.
But you can give them guidance. They might choose not to follow that guidance. At 18, I hate to tell you, when your kid finishes school, they are an adult. What age is Ryan, did you say?
My son can barely... Ryan's only 19 and he can barely make a sandwich.
No, I know.
So,
He might have a closer relationship with Jane. You look after him or whatever, but he's technically an adult. He can say, no, I don't want to do that.
He's technically, but he also knows what side his bed is buttered and wouldn't dare go up against me.
But you see, that I find that very, very wrong.
What's wrong with that?
I would hate for my kid to do something that didn't make them happy out of fear from me. I would hate
that.
Well,
he's going to do something that makes him happy. He's going to do his own course. He's gone and pick his own course. If he does a PLC.
Yeah, but what if he turns around and says, Ma, I want to work in Burger King for a couple of years.
Okay, now we're going from nails to fast food.
No, but let's say I want to work in Burger King. It's an honest living, hard work.
Go for it, come back to me when you need your college degree to get into a real job.
Well, that's fair, saying the option is there, but if he decides he never wants to, he wants to be a manager in a fast food restaurant or a restaurant or a hotel or something.
Hey, that child has been trying to find a job since last summer, so I don't have that worry. And he's got experience from the age of 14 working in a shop.
Let me read out a message from Alicia, who was on a few minutes ago, and unfortunately we had to let her go because we've loads of calls that we have to get through. Alicia says, this is about you, Sarah. She says, that is so controlling, she's tapped, as in you're tapped.
I'm tapped, but my son will do well.
But Sarah, but it depends what you base success on. What do you base success on? What do you base doing well on?
Once my kids have a job and go and do something they're happy in, I don't give a shite about the money. Exactly. You're all going on about making money. I don't care about the money.
Need as long to as my have kids can look so after you themselves. You don't need to have a college degree to get a job that makes you happy. No, you don't, Sarah.
The child has been trying to get a job since last summer. And he worked in retail from the age of 14.
But if you want
and he has experience.
I can't believe this is the first time in all the years of myself and yourself and to Adrian talking to Sarah, this is the first time myself and Sarah have been in agreement about everything, about anything.
You're making it out that college is the be all and end all. You are, Jeremy.
If you want a big career and so, okay, if you want to be a TikToker or an influencer, you don't need college, okay? Or to be a TikToker or an influencer.
But it depends looking for.
But up until 6 months ago, Kira's daughter wanted to do psychology at UCD.
A massive U-turn, yeah.
And again, this is not a dig at people who do nails. There's a big difference between psychology and doing nails.
Yes. No, I understand. Preferably, if my kids were going to do anything, I would prefer that they go to college as well and have something as a backup.
So you agree with myself and Sarah?
But if they don't want it, there's no way I'd be trying to force or cajole them into it. If they have something, if my son wants to drive diggers, I'm happy if he's happy. If my daughter wants to paint nails or do nails or be a nail technician, I'm happy.
I know you wouldn't be, by the way, but there you go.
Well, then you're wrong, because you don't know me as a mother then. Yeah, no, my kid's mental health and welfare is most important thing.
No truth at all there. Okay, stay there for a second, Sarah. Stay there for a second, please, Sarah. Let me go to Susan. How are you, Susan?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all. Very lively conversation. So Sarah is saying she wants to steer her kids in the direction where they go to college. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's not being pushy. That is called a parent guiding their child. What do you think?
I think, to be fair, I think there are very many different routes, and I think we forget that. And I'm speaking as somebody who went to college, got professional qualifications afterwards and everything. But I know so many friends of mine who went to college and are doing literally nothing related to what they studied in college. And they went in with the idea that they were going to do accounting or business or whatever. They're doing nothing to do with them. And to be honest, they're probably happier. And I think we have this notion that college is going to lead to a career and lead to that. And it can. But if somebody is really not feeling going to college for whatever reasons, you can go back as a mature student. One of my best friends from college went back at 35 years old and completely changed career and was really happy.
But is it not better to have that? Is it not better to have that behind you? So, say for instance, Kira's daughter who wanted to do psychology, and by all accounts she would have got the points, or she will get the points to do it. Is there what's wrong with her just doing psychology for 4 years if it's a degree? Then if she wants to do the nails at the weekend, do nails at the weekend, and then after 4 years of doing psychology, I hate to see people not fulfilling their potential. And that's all this is a conversation about. It's about, people...
I completely agree with that. And I would question, if somebody suddenly changed their mind, I think a conversation needs to be had about why. Like, why that change has
We know why in this case. Yeah. And in the case of Kira's daughter, it's because she was talking to a friend who also does nails and, as usual, told her how much she was making a week doing nails. Now, I don't know. They're obviously cleaning up or whatever. But she got wind that there's money in nails and obviously thinks, well, there you go. I need to do that as well. I want money.
Look, I get that. I think even if she takes a year break and she does it, because you can defer for a year. And if it's something like that, defer for a year and let her see how she gets on. And then she might decide, oh, hold on, wait, I actually do want to go to college and that. But I do think there is a huge amount of pressure put on kids to go straight into college. And especially for ones who aren't 100% sure as to what they want to do.
Okay, well, sorry for cutting across me. Let me, because I was that person, so I can tell you about this. So for the 3 years of transition year, fifth year and sixth year in school, I was also working as a waiter in a restaurant.
At a cocktail bar.
Working as a waitress in a cocktail bar, yeah. And I was earning good money, great money and tips and stuff like that. And when I did the Leaving Cert, I said to my parents at the time, I said, I think I'll take a year off and not apply to college until the year later. And they pushed me to apply to the college course. And they said, don't take a year off, because if you take a year off, you'll get used to earning money and you'll end up being you'll end up being a waiter for the rest of your life and you won't fulfill your potential. Now, was that the wrong advice that they gave me?
I'm not saying it's the wrong advice, but I'm saying there is that possibility. And you can go back to college. And I think...
You won't. It's very, very rare.
Plenty of people go back to college. And this thing about fulfill your potential. What is someone's potential?
Someone's potential is doing a job that they have... That they're able to do. So say, for instance, someone who's really good at football, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they never go and try...
But if they don't want to...
Like that. What?
But if they don't want to...
No, that's fine if they don't want to, but they're not fulfilling their potential.
But that's so... Okay, but that's somebody who's... You're not saying, oh, you're doing another sport. So that's different. They're just not doing it. We're talking about jobs here and careers. So if someone's not fulfilling their so-called potential, if they are happy, then that... So what else does anything matter? You can have people... I know people who are going into their jobs every day depressed as hell to face another day in the job. What's wrong with just going for something you like, something that makes you happy, something that you actually enjoy doing? You might not earn as much money, but you know what? You're not going in there depressed every day. There's so much more to be said for that.
Well, I'm glad I didn't stay doing a waiter because I would have been...
But that's,
you know,
that's good for you.
You know, I was still serving tables at my age, earning... Like, I like the fact that I earn a good salary and I don't have to live... No, paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
I never wanted a life where I'm living paycheck to paycheck.
No.
Okay, that's not what I wanted. And I'm very lucky and very thankful that I'm not in that position. But that's because I was pushed to make the most of my potential to go to journalism schools. You're just not hearing it.
But you are missing the point, and Sarah's ultimately missing the point of what I'm saying. I understand that you want what's best for your kids.
Yes.
Every parent wants what's best for their kids.
Yeah.
But if it's going to cost your kid their happiness, it's not worth it. Why put, you know, you have to go to college, you have to have something behind you, blah, blah, blah. Let them go out and figure it out. They'll find their way. They will.
Sometimes it's too late. Let's have a listen.
4 years of college and she hated it towards the end. And
so your daughter, is it?
No, my best friend.
Oh, your best friend.
She literally hated the last 2 years and it was her mental health went down the tube. But at that point, she's like, I'm 2 years in, I have to keep going to get to that end point. And I'm not sure that did her any good because it took her a solid 3 years to recover from that. And she does nothing to do with her degree because she hated it that much. She would have been better going into something else, whether it was a PLC course or going straight into work after school.
And again, you're right in what you say. If you go to college, the first college course that I did was computer programming in DIT. Because I didn't get journalism points and I was so depressed going in every day into college.
That's a horrible feeling to go in, to wake up every day dreading what the hell.
But I left the course. I'm sorry, Vivian, smart hole there, but you're not a journalist. Actually, I'm Vivian. I'm a qualified journalist. Was a member of the NUJ. I actually left the NUJ, but I have college qualifications in journalism, Vivian. So thanks, smart arts.
Sorry, well, if you're going to shit on everybody else.
Because people say, Philip Dwyer says he's a journalist. He goes around with a selfie stick kicking dogs. I'm an actual qualified journalist. And
you're a qualified journalist, but you are doing the same job I'm doing. You are doing this. I'm even doing a more involved job than you're doing. The work job I do actually has harder work.
Yeah, because I gave you a break. If I hadn't given you a break,
you're talking about how you're a qualified journalist. You went to college to do what I'm doing now without qualification.
Yeah, but you got there. It took you 15 years to get there.
No, it didn't take me 15 years.
It did. Okay.
When I started with you on the phone show, it was the dream. It was the opposite. And I know you gave me the break and I appreciate it. You didn't get me to where I am now, to the production job
now. No, I didn't. No, but you wouldn't have got the break.
No, I wouldn't have gotten the break.
Thank you.
I got myself to where I am now.
Thank you, Jeremy. Here's Colm.
Maybe this young girl in question is afraid of going into the city centre to college. Maybe all the drama going around, the protests and the foreigners walking around and the non-nationals and all the marches
protests. God.
Maybe she said, look, I want to earn some money in the background here in my local town, in my local city or village, and do what a lot of people around me are doing. Has anyone took that into consideration?
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
I didn't think it could happen. I didn't think it could be done. But it's not. It's actually funny. But Colm there, just before the break, managed to bring immigration.
I knew you were going to have a shit fit when you heard that message. I knew you were.
I'm not having a shit fit. I just think it's hilarious that a conversation about a woman who wants to do nails and Colm brings... So immigrants, they live rent-free in some people's heads, don't they?
That's his issue. He's allowed to bring it up.
Yes, Colm, that's why she doesn't want to do nails, because of the immigration problem and foreigners hanging around the city centre. My God. Jess, what are you angry about?
Oh, you're just an absolute pretentious prick as you as well, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
As always.
No.
Oh, I'm not really sure where to go from here.
No, I'm not making any, I'm not.
Oh, she's not living to her potential.
Yeah.
Fuck off. It's what she wants to do with her life.
Well, if my daughters turned around and said they wanted to work at McDonald's for the rest of their life, I wouldn't be happy with that.
Oh, why? Because it's not a real job. Are you going to say that?
Well, no, McDonald's would not be a career. It's a job.
How do you know? You can work out to be a store manager. And they earn big money, I should know. I worked in one.
No, McDonald's. Yeah, were you manager?
I was about to be until I left, yeah.
Okay, not everybody becomes a manager.
A lot of people do, though. A lot of people do. I saw 5 managers get moved into different jobs from the one I was in. So you saying that it doesn't happen?
Okay, what Sarah said. Is Sarah still on the other line?
Yeah, Jess is dying to talk to Sarah.
Sarah wants her kids to live in fear of them disappointing her. That's fucking wrong. I'm sorry, but who the hell do you think you are?
She's their mother.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to live in fear of my parents being disappointed in me.
Yeah, Sarah, you just want
but
us...
If that's what she wants for her kids, then hey, go ahead, knock yourself out.
Well, Sarah, are you there?
Well, Sarah. I am.
Sarah, are you there?
Here, listen to you, you gobshite. Who do you think you are getting on someone's podcast and giving them? Go back to McDonald's.
You do know, Sarah. The minute you start throwing personal insults, you've lost all arguments. So
you know. Well, you go on and start dragging Jeremy straight away. You literally said, dragging Jeremy straight away, you fucking felon.
Yeah, you did, in fairness, Jess.
He knows he's a pretentious prick, that's the thing. He knows that he is.
Yeah, but that was the first thing
you said. You're the right to just randomly flag him. You're an asshole.
He has said way worse shit to me, so don't even start. He has said way worse to me.
Okay, the point is,
Jeremy, she wants her children to live in fear of disappointing her.
No, she doesn't.
My kids ain't living in fear. Listen. The lads actually know me personally, including Katie. My kids ain't in fear, look.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. They do know me personally. And my kids aren't in fear.
Good for you.
By the way, can I just cut across you there? Because I was just... Sorry, hang on a second.
Have your children living in fear
disappointed? I don't think they live in fear. We've just looked up there, Jess, the average McDonald's manager salary. So when you go through all the years of working for McDonald's, the average McDonald's manager salary is 41 grand a year.
And guess what? You can take those skills and bring it to another manager.
No, but that's
transferred.
That's below the national average. So a manager...
What did I just say, Jeremy?
You were making out that if you become manager at McDonald's, you'd be driving around in the Ferrari and you'd be driving.
She never said that. That's not fair. She never said that.
You can. I saw most managers I saw are driving high end Audis and BMWs.
Yeah, probably on higher purchase.
But still cost a lot of fucking money, Sarah. Jesus Christ, I can't read. You don't think, right, that college education is the be all end all. It fucking isn't. Just because you have a piece of paper with your name on it doesn't mean you're set for life.
No, it's not the be all and end all. But parents have a right to want their kids to do.
Why are you making your kids go to college?
Hang on a minute. I'm not making my child do it. He wants to go.
But what if he turns around and says,
I'm making my child do anything?
College.
Well, he won't, because he's got a brain on his shoulder. I hope that's someone with my daughter.
Hang on. So if you don't want to go to college, you don't have a head on your shoulders. Is that it?
Didn't say that.
You just did, though. You said, I'm going to go to college, you have a head on your shoulders.
Yeah, I didn't go to college until I was in my late 30s.
So
let somebody speak there. Take a breath, mouth or mouth.
Oh,
take a breath.
You went into your 30s. Where was your potential, Sarah?
I did.
Where was your potential?
I did. Didn't have any because I was a gobshite of a teenager, you dickhead. Well, you knew her because he wouldn't even let me speak, man.
No, I won't, because he was talking about me. That's why.
Listen, you're a motor mouth. You're a motor mouth. I was a stupid cunt of a teenager, plain and simple. Oh, yeah, that's a lovely word to use. That's a lovely word to use, isn't it?
What did she say there? I didn't hear what she said.
She said knacker. She said knacker.
Did she say that? Did you?
When did I say that?
Why are we all acting like nobody ever uses that word, whether you should or shouldn't use it? That's not the point of the conversation.
Well, I don't know about you, Katie, but I wouldn't dare use that word.
No, I don't either use it. I don't use it myself, but it's a word that I wouldn't throw off the air for.
Let me go back to it. Jess, what is wrong with what Sarah is doing? Sarah is trying to push, maybe push is the wrong word, but she's trying to guide her kids to reach their full potential. And that's a bad parent.
But the child... you know yourself your full potential. You don't need your parents to tell you it.
You do. That's where.
No, you don't.
That's what your parents are there for.
You fucking don't. I dropped out of the same course twice. Are you telling me I wasted my potential? My parents didn't guide me enough.
Well, I don't know. Were you academic in school? Like, could you work as a psychologist or a?
No, I was a hands-on worker. I couldn't do exams. I couldn't do tests. But show me how to do something. I can do it. I was a hands-on learner.
But would you be more suited to manual labour? As in working in McDonald's, and I'm not looking down on that, by the way. Any job is
no, you are looking down on it because you've done it before.
You are looking down. You said I don't want my kids to work at McDonald's for the rest of their lives.
No parent would. Would you cop on?
No, but the way you're saying it, you are patronising. That's very insulting to Jess who works at McDonald's.
Say again.
At least she has a plan. Would Kira rather her daughter sit around doing nothing? At least she has a fucking plan.
Jess, don't let him upset you with his comments. No, I can hear she's upset.
Katie, it's not just him. It's not fucking Sarah when he's out putting words in my fucking mouth and everything.
People like you are the problem. You go calm down there. Have a Xanax and calm yourself down there, you lunatic. It's a discussion. No need to be whinging.
You
relax yourself there.
And you look at us like we're
relax yourself. Some people, no. Hang on a minute. I didn't say that. So you're fucking wrong there. You're wrong. What I did say was, if you're book smart and you're able for it, go ahead and go for it. I'm going to have this issue with my daughter when she hits this age. But she will do something for herself. She's not going to sit around flipping fucking burgers. I can tell you that much.
And what are you saying, Sarah, that your daughter, you don't think she will do well in college?
I'll have the trouble with Ellie. Ellie does say, I'm not going to college, but she knows that she'll do something. She'll do a PLC. She'll do something. She cannot make her mind up. She's nearly 18 and she cannot make her mind up of what she wants to do. And Ryan, he's going into psychology nursing. And if he doesn't do that, he said he's going to go into doing health and nutrition. So he knows in between the two what he wants to do. Ellie May, on the other hand, hasn't a breeze. But I can guarantee you one thing, she won't be sitting around on her ass. That won't be happening.
And you did say there just a second ago as well that she won't be working at McDonald's flipping burgers.
In fact, Ellie May is very like...
Oh,
she's gone. We never find out.
Jess, we'll get her back.
Jess, as someone who worked at McDonald's, are you triggered by that? That she says she doesn't want her child flipping burgers?
Do you know what, Jeremy, right? It's the fact of how people look at you, right? They're all looking down your nose.
Nobody's looking down your nose.
No, hang on. Jeremy, just for a minute.
Jeremy, don't even make it. You're not.
Okay,
you
let her speak. Let her speak.
You say you don't look down your nose, but you fucking do. You think of us as fucking less. You think of people like me who didn't go to university, who didn't go to college, who may have dropped out. Oh, well, then you must be fucking stupid. You must be ticked. You've wasted your life. Do you know how that fucking feels, Jeremy?
Nobody actually said that, though, Jess. Nobody.
Jeremy, you did. You said, I don't want my kids working at McDonald's for the rest of their lives.
Just for the rest of their lives, yeah.
I understand that.
Oh, by the way, my kids, as soon as they turn to working age, they will be working at McDonald's or Burger King.
But you said for the rest of their lives. That's very insulting to someone like listening who works there as a grown adult. That is very insulting. You don't have to say everything you think out loud. You don't have to say every word that comes into your head out loud.
If you actually look at the majority of people that work at McDonald's, and I know because I spend way too much time at McDonald's.
Okay.
If you look at the majority are college age people, yeah? Or people who are working at the weekend. They're college age. Would that not be fair to say, Jess?
I don't want my kids working. That's exactly how you said it. You said it in a pompous, arrogant way. You're so pompous. You are so snobby. You need to get down out your ivory tower, seriously, because there's lots of our listeners here who are waiters and mechanics and plumbers and everything else.
Who's looking down on plumbers and mechanics?
Oh, sorry. So it's plumbers and mechanics are okay. Sorry, guys. He's okay with plumbers and mechanics. So it's just waiters. Fast food in particular, or do you high-end restaurants okay, or is McDonald's is the issue? Burger King? To the extent of KFC.
Do you ever come up for air? First of all, what I said was,
you're so fucking pompous.
What I said was, and in fact someone said in the comments as well, that agreed with me. It's Dahi actually, and let me put this to you, Jess, as well, that there's a difference between a job and a career. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah. Jeremy, just
sorry,
let me say something.
Jess is behind. I asked Jess a question. Let her answer.
I thought you were talking to me.
Go on, Jess.
I see a job and a career as the same thing. That's my view. But what really pisses me off is people, and you say you don't, but Jeremy, it's your attitude, okay? It's your attitude. You have this pompous view that the university degree is the be-all and end-all, and that you even said yourself, if your daughter's wanting to be a nail technician or whatever the case may be, or if Luke didn't want to go to college, you said you'd be disappointed at the start.
Jess, let me stop you there. He won't even give them the respect to call them nail technicians because he wouldn't even class it as that high up on the ranks that it deserves the word technician. Again, at the very start of the show, that's what you said.
And you say you're not pompous, and you say you don't live in an ivory tower. You say you're not on a high horse. You are so... fucking pompous. You think it's a silver spoon shoved up your arse, but it's just a metal one.
Well, that's a good one. I'll have to use that one again. Okay, if you rewind back, because I know you get very fired up and you don't listen to half the stuff that I said, Jess, but if you listen back to the podcast, I didn't say any. Well, okay, Casey's saying
oh,
to
oh, no, no. I need to. No, hang on. No. I need to rewind, but people can say I say things that I didn't.
But
okay.
Jeremy, when I well, said there that you had a problem with mechanics and that and fast food workers, you stopped me on the mechanics and the plumber, but you didn't correct about
didn't
the waiters.
I didn't hear you saying that, by the way, Jess. I didn't.
I say you're the type to click your fingers at the waiters, are you? Garçon, garçon, whistle at them
so
probably. Give them a dog whistle because your sparkling water hasn't been filled up yet.
My point is, and I'll reiterate this again for the people down the back who can't hear it, there's a difference between a job and a career. And I think, Jess, there's nothing against working at McDonald's. Yeah, absolutely nothing wrong with working at McDonald's. And in fact, I'd be quite happy for my kids. My kids won't be sitting at home on their arse when they're in college. And
well, I'm a lower class than you. Is that it? Because I don't have a piece of paper with my name on it saying I went to GCU or whatever.
Again, these are all your words. Nobody else is saying these things, Jess.
But it's your attitude. Are you not getting it? It's your fucking attitude. That's how it comes across.
It's not what you say.
Look down
it's
on
the
everyone.
Way that you say it. It's not what you say. It's the way that you say it, Jeremy. And I'm going to keep saying that because it's your.
Boring. Thank you,
it's
Jess.
Your. It's how you phrase things. It's how, even at the start when you kept saying, "Oh well, you know, I don't mean to be patronized." And if you have to correct it and say you're not being patronized, and you're being fucking patronized.
That's like when you say on this podcast, "I'm not racist. I'm not racist."
Well, I'm not racist.
But what
I'm not racist.
But then don't
how,
say it.
How? Why are you turning this on me?
I don't think you
why,
are.
Why are you turning this on me? Because everybody has seen your true colors of being a pompous, arrogant shite.
Oh, Jeremy, as typical. Patronizing, arrogant, fucking prick who looks down his nose at people who you'll happily walk into McDonald's and order a fucking burger from. People who collect your bins, people who, you know, do all the other jobs that don't involve a college degree. College is not the be-all and end-all of everything. I never went to college. I ended up working in finance in two very big American banks, earning very good fucking money. So cop onto yourself and start having a bit, eat a bit of humble pie. It might do you some fucking good.
Does McDonald's serve humble pies?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can build with Shopify by your side.
Let's look up career versus job. So a job is a short-term or temporary role you perform to earn money while a career is a long-term progressive professional journey within a specific field.
So literally what I said is correct. Thank you. Now let me go to...
But you can have a career in things that you don't need a qualification for.
Yeah, but if you were to go into your careers guidance teacher in school when you're in fifth year and they said, well, what do you want to do for the rest of your life, you said, oh, I want to work at McDonald's for the rest of my life. The career, what would a careers guidance teacher say to you? That's good. No, they wouldn't.
What do you say to a truck driver listening? Do they don't have to go to college?
Again, I didn't say you have to go to college, but no. I said for certain jobs you do. If you want to be a child psychologist, you have to go to, if you want to be a physiotherapist, if you want to be a barrister, solicitor, you have to go to college.
Yeah.
There are certain jobs that don't require college.
But what about if you just want to be happy?
Yeah.
When you go home in the evening, genuine question, I'm just asking you a question. I'm just asking you a question. When you go home in the evening, do you have work to do once you leave your radio station? And other than here, doing the posts for here and between yourself and Amanda, do you have work that you need to do for the next day?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. Hmm. Would you be up until all hours, possibly sometimes doing that work?
Sometimes,
yeah. Now, what about somebody who says themselves, I want to go into a job where I make my money. So if I'm working in Dunnes or Tesco stacking shelves, right? Okay, you're not going to.
I'm never going to get a call on a Saturday saying.
You are never going to get a call on a Saturday saying that. So that person can go out, work.
We used to say in a building we used to work in, remember your man used to do security. All you do is sit in his hold all day, pressing the buzzer.
Yeah,
to open
but
the
he
gate.
Goes right home out. And once he walks outside that door at 5 o'clock, he is done.
Yeah, but he's not earning a great wage. You're just pressing the buzzer.
But he has,
barrier.
He's no stress. He has peace outside hours.
Okay, it depends what you want in life.
It's exactly. Okay. That's my point.
Alwyn, sorry for holding you for so long. Now, what do you want to say?
You're fine. You're fine.
Now, are you Alicia's mother? Is that right? Who was the first
I'm
caller?
Alicia's mother. I am indeed. I'm the one commenting on your Facebook page.
I saw some of the comments. What do you make of what you heard here?
Well, first of all, Sarah's the one that needs to take a Xanax and she needs to absolutely calm down. As soon as she starts shouting, she's lost the argument. Yes, fair play to you. A job is a job because you know what? If you were on the dole, people would be giving out to you left, right, and centre and calling you a waster, a scrounger, and everything else. And another thing is my daughter actually went to college for business and law, was absolutely miserable in the college course, didn't like it, and now she's a successful salon owner doing nail tech. So come at me.
And obviously college didn't suit your daughter. As in fairness, the first course I did, I'm a college dropout. I dropped out of the first course because it wasn't for me as well. But would you agree that your daughter has been very, very lucky? She's a successful businesswoman, yeah?
No. Well, there's part luck, Jeremy, but the rest is hard work and determination. She didn't get where she is today by sitting on her hole and hoping somebody else will do it for
no.
her. She came up with business plans. She met with the bank. She looked for a premises to rent. She worked on our social media as well as doing the nail technician's course. Even on her days off now, she still works and she works hard between appointments, cleaning the salon, the social media side of it, as I said. So she works just as hard as anybody else and I'm very, very proud of her.
And you should be proud of her. But can you not understand where a mother like Kira, who started this all off, where she's coming from when she said, you know, that, you know, my daughter once wanted to be a psychologist and now she wants to do nails?
Right. Alicia wanted to be an architect at one point in time. That changed. Then all of a sudden she wants to be a solicitor. That changed. She went to college to do business and law, decided she's a very intelligent, articulate young lady. Like, she could have got that career if she wanted to. She decided it wasn't for her. And now doing nails is absolutely, she's beaming. Absolutely. She's happy. She, as I said, runs her own salon. She picks her own hours. She does what she said about 5 holidays a year. She does go on 5 holidays a year. Fantastic with money. Fantastic. She's just brilliant in every way. But you know what the difference is? If I'd have made her stay in college to study law, she, God knows where she would have ended up. She'd been crying getting out of the bed every day going to work.
And that's the point that Katie was making, that if you were, and I agree, by the way, myself and Katie know somebody who's been working in the same job for many, many years. Hang on, I'll just write down his name because you know who I'm talking about. Hang on there. That person there, him.
Yeah, he couldn't be happy.
Yeah, he literally moans day in, day out about his job. He's always moaning about his job. Anytime you ring him or message him, he's God.
What?
Just change your job. There's nothing worse than someone. I love doing this podcast, I have to say.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
It's great. Even though the callers annoy me sometimes, and some of them do, I enjoy doing it. And yes, job satisfaction is the most important thing. I can't imagine Alwyn sitting in a car insurance company.
But had
Alwyn
done what yourself and Sarah were talking about doing, her daughter wouldn't have made it to her full potential.
Exactly. Her mental health, money, everything is like, you have to take everything into account.
Yeah,
if she was getting up out of the bed every day and going, "Mom, I hate my job, I hate the commute, I hate my life, what'll I do? She found her niche. She's happy in her job. She earns great money. Her clients love her. But like, she's not only a nail tech, like she sits there and like advises girls.
But she's a business owner. But someone, Alwyn, with the greatest respect, someone who's doing nails, who's working for a company as just a nail technician, isn't going to be able to afford 5 holidays a year on nail technician salary.
Right. Well, how else are they supposed to start? That's where they get their experience. Might start in a salon like any other job, Jeremy. You could go into a job doing plumbing, decide you don't like it. How many adults go back to college as mature students because they didn't like the grade they in the first place?
Yep, we have a friend. Thank you for your call, Alwyn. And again, you should be very proud of Alicia.
Yeah, Alicia's amazing.
She is amazing.
24 years old, that is incredible.
5 holidays a year.
No, so 24 years old with her own business and everything.
No, that is great. She obviously, some people just have a head for business. Mm. And remember, you know our friend who was a solicitor?
Oh, yeah.
Huge money.
SJ.
Yeah. And changed her job.
Decided to go into journalism.
To become a journalist, yeah. Which the money's a lot better in solicitors and barristers, isn't it?
Sure, look at News Talk. Keira Kelly was a GP.
Yeah, she was earning good money as a GP. She's earning good money in News Talk.
No,
as well.
I understand, but it's a complete career change. Yeah. People can do it.
Yeah, she used to just be a caller on the George
Leo
Hook
Radker.
Show. Was a doctor.
And you know, people can.
I don't know why he gave up like being a doctor to become a politician. Who would do that job?
Oh, the abuse, would it be
who
worth the abuse?
Who would do that job? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I have a message to play, do I?
Yeah.
Is this appropriate?
Yeah. Do you know what, Jeremy? I'll never call you a pretentious prick again.
Oh, thank
because
you.
Because some L1 whacked me with her fucking tote bag. Oh my days. I can't anymore. I fucking can't. Like, oh, do you know what? You're not a pretentious prick. Deep down, I know you're not, but sometimes I do think you are one. And because I called you that, I got whacked. Jeremy, you well sent that granny after me, didn't you?
Who's that, Jess?
Yeah. She's after messaging. Some Elwyn's after going over and hitting her with her bag because she called you a pretentious prick.
She sounds different when she's not shouting and cursing, doesn't she? She actually sounds like a nice person. Anyway, I'm joking. It's a very lively debate. Thank you very much for if you contributed to this. The bottom line is, if you think that I said things I said, rewind back, listen to the podcast and you'll hear something completely different.
You literally said everything that people heard.
Yeah. She's, by the way, Casey's laugh is the most unattractive noise. There was two. I opened my bedroom window last night. There was two cats mating at my back.
If you think you heard me say something, go back and listen to hear me say exactly what you think I heard.
I want to get extra listens to the podcast. Extra listens. Extra clicks. Thank you for listening. Okay, I'll just switch off the laughing hyena there. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. Listen, she's still laughing. Here we go back.
What a fucking
still
fool.
Going on. Look, still going on.
Oh, man.
It's like the sound of two cats mating. Bye-bye, Katie.
Some weirdo.
We will talk to you on the next episode of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to like or subscribe on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcast, and you'll never miss another edition of Opinions Matter, and you'll never miss this laugh. Go.
Oh, Jeremy.